Diablo on the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW.
Welcome to Wednesday, right here in the middle of the week, August 2nd. 74 degrees right now and some sunshine, and we are here to talk with Kim Nelson. It's the first Wednesday of the month, which means we got to talk Rotary. Good morning.
Yes, we do. Good morning.
I'd say what's going on with Rotary, but that list that you just rattled off is pretty extensive. You're a busy group.
We are a busy group, and we're kind of kicking back in. We took a little, you know, calmness over the summer, but yeah, we're ready to go again, and so we're going to start meeting on our regular Tuesdays at noon, and we're just excited to kind of bring everybody back together and talk about the summer and how fast it went. But one of the big things that we got coming up, and everybody looks forward to this, is we're going to start selling our football books.
Yes.
And that's our fundraiser. That and one other fundraiser are two key fundraisers. And then the money that we earn from that goes back into projects and things in the community.
Okay.
So this book, you know, we have 500 books, so it's a limited amount of books. They're $20 a book, and you have a chance to win $50 every Monday night, and you don't even have to like football. You don't even have to watch it. I mean,
seriously. So what's in these books?
Well, it's just some numbers, mm-hmm. and it's just it's a game of chance, and you have a chance of, depending on what the score is of the Monday night game, then you have a chance to win $50.
So it's fun.
It's fun.
It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's just fun, and the $20 is a great donation and mm-hmm. goes to a good cause. So that's what we encourage more than anything. So if there's Rotarians walking around asking you to purchase a book, we'd love to have you participate. If you want one, get a hold of a Rotarian. We all have them. Mike Turchin has most of them right now mm-hmm. over at Gate City Bank, but he's our kind of our liaison of that organization, of that part of our group. So, and then we're going to do a community project that we'll be doing in September, and that we do it every year, and that's Fill the Bus. So what we do is we take the double-decker bus, and we'll be at Econo Foods in Breck and Econo Foods in Wahpeton. So on the 14th of September, we'll be over at Econo in Breck.
Okay.
And the bus will be set up from 11 until 6, and you can donate food, and it goes all to the Rich and Wilkin Food Pantry.
That is a great promotion, Kim, and yep. you've been doing that for years.
Well,
now.
Yeah, I started it. It was been back in probably about 2006, 2007.
That sounds about
something
right.
Something like
yeah.
that. Yeah. About then is when, yeah, we kind of kicked it off, and we do it every year. Yeah.
And your turnout's great.
Oh, it's great. Mm-hmm. We actually donate thousands of pounds of food and money. And yeah, and the community's wonderful to help
sure.
out, you know.
Sure.
But it just gives awareness to our, you know, our food insecurities. And I talked about that one time before here on this show. And, you know, we were trying to figure out how to help with food insecurities in our own local community.
Right.
So the 14th and the 21st will be our Fill the Bus projects.
And people are so surprised that there is a need, but there is definitely.
Oh.
A
huge need. If you've ever gone over there during their downtime, it's just like bare shelves.
Mm.
And, you know, so they can use all the help they can. Doesn't mean you have to wait for the bus. You can go anytime and donate. But we really, you know, have fun doing this as Rotarians. We get together and we sit in the bus and, you know, wait for people to come by and drop off their food, and we weigh it. And
it's a great program.
Yeah. So we're really excited to get that going this fall. The other thing is our blood screening, annual blood screening, and that's both a service and a fundraiser for us.
That's coming up, too.
That'll be in October.
It just seems like we wrapped up the last one in April.
Yeah, we have it twice a year. We have it in the spring, and then we have it again in the fall. We haven't set the dates in the fall yet, but
mm-hmm.
I know at the Headwater Days that we're going to have a booth up, and we'll hopefully have the dates by then. Well, I know we will by then.
Okay.
But we'll be, you know, reminding people that this is a good time to get your blood screening. And that's, you know, it's a comprehensive panel of blood screen, like your H1C, your glucose, your high cholesterol, low cholesterol, all those things, kidney functions, all those tests are done for $60.
It's budget friendly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And all of our local, the two clinics in the hospital are very open to it. They appreciate getting those numbers. You take the numbers, you give them to your doctor, your local doctor, and then you have a history. So we invite, you know, young adults, young people need to do it. You need to get a baseline at some point.
Right.
You know, so get that that baseline and check it out. In fact, I was just looking at mine this morning. I had some tests done a couple weeks ago, and just looking at my baseline from 5 years ago to now, you know, and it's interesting, you know, just to be able to watch and be able to know where you're at.
And so. Yeah, absolutely, it's crucial. Really,
it is,
to your own good health. Right.
Yes, exactly. So those are kind of three major things that we have going on in Rotary. And like I said, we're inviting people to come and join us. We're a small but mighty group. Mm-hmm. And we'd like to be a big and mighty group or a bigger and mighty group.
Sure.
So if you're interested in joining us in Rotary, you know, reach out and we'll get you started. So.
Boy, you do a lot of good things for us. Rotarians are really good to the community.
Rotary's been around for a long, long time, 120 some years. So
wow.
Yeah. And in this community for over 100. So, you know, we have some longevity going on.
And getting back to your noon meetings, too. You excited for that?
Yes. Yeah.
All right. Good deal.
Yeah, we are. Because it's that camaraderie and that just being, they're your family. They're your friends,
right.
You know, and just checking in with each other. It's always important to do that.
So get those football books.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, the first game is September 11th, so we have just a little over a month to sell 500 books, so we'll be knocking on doorsteps.
You can do that.
Oh, yeah.
The fill the bus, and you'll be talking more about the blood screen.
Right, we'll talk more about that later
on. All right, Kim.
Hey, can I make a quick little plug to if anybody from NDSCS wants to go to a meet and greet, the Red Hawks.
You were going to bring that up.
On the 10th of August. So if you would like to go, we've got a few extra tickets, so give us a call at 701-671-2247, and it's $20, and that gets you into the game and a $10 food thing, and you get to sit with a bunch of NDSCS Wildcats.
How much fun is that going
to
be?
But we do have to know by tomorrow, so that's an ASAP thing. You want to give us a call today or early tomorrow if you want to attend. So.
And you're gearing up for another great year of school year out there.
Oh, I know
too,
we do. We've got the community block party coming on August 20th, and I'm sure Dr. Flanagan and somebody will be in to speak about that here shortly too. So
fantastic.
Yep.
Kim, always great to see you.
Good to see you too. Thank you.
Enjoy the weather here. It's 9:15. The Voice of the Valley, AM 1450 KBMW. Good morning.
Little place is a little